Masechta Ketubot, Parag Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Nara she nitarsa v'nitgarsha. A Nara that was nitarsa and then she got divorced. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oymer ain't lakna. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that if somebody is ma'aniser after she was divorced, he does not have to pay knas. Even though she is still a basula, since she was only nitarsa, she didn't yet get married. As the Pasuk said, ki yimsa ish nara basula asher lo orasa, that was not yet nitarsa. But if she wasn't nitarsa, even though she subsequently got divorced, he is pasur from paying knas. Rabbi Akiva Oymer yesh la knas. Rabbi Akiva argues, he says he does have to pay knas, but instead of paying the knas to the father, he has to pay the knas to the girl. As Rabbi Akiva darshan the pasuk asher lo orasa, that was not yet nitarsa, then you have to pay the knas to the father, but if she was nitarsa, and then she got divorced, then the knas goes to her. But Rabbi Akiva admits that the other tashlumin, that your chayim, which is the chiyuv of tsar, baishes, ufagam, which we'll see in the next Mishnah, that these tashlumim, also your chayim for somebody who is ma'anis and isha, those tashlumim go to the father and not to her. Masechet Ketubot, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Hamefata noisin shloisha dvarim, v'ha'oines arba. Somebody who seduces an isha has to pay three payments to the father, and somebody who is ma'anis and isha has to pay four payments to the father. Hamefata noisin baishes ufagam uknas. Somebody who seduces an isha has to pay the father for the embarrassment that she suffered and her devaluation, and he also has to pay a knas of chamishim kesef. Just like somebody who is ma'anis an isha has to pay a knas, so too somebody who is mafata an isha has to pay a knas to the father. Maisif alav onus. Somebody who is ma'anis an isha has to pay an additional payment. Shenoisin es etzav. He has to pay for the pain that she suffered. Ma bein onus lemafata. What is the difference between somebody who is ma'anis and isha and somebody who is mafata and isha? Somebody who is ma'anis and isha has to pay for the pain that she suffered, but somebody who is mafata and isha does not have to pay for pain, as since he seduced her, there is no pain, and therefore he is puzzled. Somebody who is ma'anis and isha has to pay right away to the father the knas of chamishim kesef. But somebody who is mafata and isha, he only has to make that payment right away to the father if he chooses not to marry her. But if he chooses to marry her, then he does not give the chamishim kesef to the father. Instead, he gives it to her when he divorces her or he dies in lieu of a ksuv. But the other payments of baishas and pagam he has to pay right away to the father. Somebody who is ma'anis and isha, he has to drink from his disgraced pot, meaning he is mechuyev to marry her. And once he marries her, he is not allowed to divorce her. But somebody who seduces an isha is not mechuyev to marry her, and if he does marry her, if he wants, he can divorce her.